让我们打开我们的圣经，去到约书亚记的第22章。
Let us open our Bible to Joshua chapter 22。
最近在很多的对话，在港台的信息，在教导的当中，我们都接触到一个叫做假师傅这个的问题。
In a lot of our recent conversations or recent sermons, we've talked about false teachers.
假师傅在圣经的里面不断都是一个的警告，一个的提醒。
False teachers has always been a warning in the Bible.
因为在上帝的民众的当中，假师傅事实上都是一个的威胁。
Because within the people of God, false teachers has always been a risk.
因为假师傅的其中一个的特性，就是他们在外表上看来是很真挚。
Because the false teachers on the surface look real.
而往往他们更加能够吸引人，更加能够向人那个的人心的罪性来到去说话。
And in fact, they actually attract people better because they appeal to the sins inside people.
而假师傅很多时候最危险的地方，就是在他们所讲的假的学说的当中，中间有着很多的事实。
And the most dangerous insidious thing about these false teachers is that there is a lot of truth in what they say.
而有人说过最危险的一些的大话，就是一些充满事实的大话。
And these are the most dangerous lies because they are filled with truth.
以真相来到去对抗真理。
They use truth to fight the facts.
所以在这样的情况底下，很容易人就会受到那个的试探。
And in these situations, discussions, people get tested.
因为在试探的当中，我们可以自己跟自己说，我是为了这个的试探底下那些的好处。
Because when we're faced with these temptations, we say that we're doing it for the good.
为了那些的好处来到去做的。
And we're doing everything in the name of what's good.
我们看不见那个的伤害，那个的害处。
We do not see what is the danger or the harm of what we're doing.
赌钱的人看见的是赢钱，不是输钱。
Gamblers only see that they win, not when they lose.
有时投资都是的，我们看见的是赚钱的机会，我们看不见的是蚀钱的机会。
Just like investments, we see the opportunities to gain money, but not to lose.
所以有很多时候我们经历过那些盲目的投资，盲目的买股票啊，那些。
So there are a lot of people who fall into blindfolded investments.
或者买屋啊，等等。
Or real estates.
到头来是有着危机。
At the end of the day, there is danger in it.
一个嘅吸毒者，佢睇见嘅唔系因为吸毒带嚟嗰个嘅害处啊嘛。
A drug addict does not take drugs because of the harm of it.
佢睇见嘅系嗰个嘅毒品带嚟嗰个嘅舒服，带嚟嗰个嘅轻松。
What he sees is the relaxation brought on by the drugs.
因为满足咗佢一种肉体上边嘅渴求。
Because that gives him that instant gratification of the flesh.
而很多时候我们在那个的犯错的当初，
And a lot of times when we're doing wrong,
我们往往找住的就是那一点叫做好处。
What we just grab hold tightly to is the good of it.
然后觉得因为有这个的好处，我们可以在那个的陷阱的里面来到去避开那个的危险。
And it's worth it to get that good because we can avoid the trap.
好似老鼠夹咁样，老鼠夹上高嗰一个嘅吸引嘅食物。
Just like a mouse trap always has a piece of food that is appealing on it.
所有老鼠都觉得佢可以净系攞走咗个食物而唔被夹中。
All the mouse would think that they can get the food but not get trapped.
而有时系得嘅。
And sometimes it actually works.
直到佢被夹中。
Until it didn't.
而丧命。
And then he dies.
我们认为我们可以避开那个陷阱的危险。
We always think that we can avoid the trap and that danger.
我们以为我们可以避开人家注视我们的眼目。
We think that we can get away from people's watchful eyes.
我们会以为我们做错事未必会被人捉到。
We feel that when we do wrong, we might not get caught.
而我哋觉得喺呢一种咁样嘅隐蔽之下，我哋就可以为所欲为。
And so in this opportunity, we can do whatever we want.
而有时嗰个嘅情况系嘅危险，就系因为我哋心目中其实有啲嘅事情系我哋想嚟到去为所欲为。
And we are also fueled by a real desire sometimes to do wrong.
我哋唔想俾主嗰个嘅意愿所为嚟到去约束。
We don't really want to be bounded by God's will.
我哋好希望能够表达出我哋自己嗰个嘅心底嘅意愿。
We sometimes just want to express what is our outmost desire as well.
但是上帝提醒我们的就是祂那个的旨意成就在地，如同成就在天。
But God says His will is on earth as it is on heaven.
这个才是我们真正的祷告。
That should be our prayer.
今天我们所看的经文。
The Bible, the scripture today.
他们就去到一个这样很灰色的地带。
The people of Israelites is faced with a very gray situation.
当时约书亚带领着这些以色列人进入了这个迦南地。
At that time, Joshua led the Israelites into Canaan.
他们已经能够是战胜了在这个约旦河以西的族人。
They've already invaded the people from the west bank of the Jordan.
他们看见上帝的应许已经成就了好像一小半。
They kind of see that God's promise has come true, about half of it.
在这个时候有几个的族裔。
And at this time, a couple of the tribes
就作出了一个提议。
Had an idea.
既然这个地方已经安定了下来了。
So since people are kind of well and settled on the West Bank.
既然他们已经在一个这个的应许之地、流奶与蜜之地可以安顿落嚟啦。
Since they're able to settle comfortably on that side of Jordan,
点解我哋呢几个族裔唔就咁喺呢一个嘅时候就安顿喺呢一度咧
？Why can't these few tribes also settled in where we are today？
系一个好合情合理嘅要求嚟嘅。
It's a very reasonable ask。
而整个以色列其实都觉得系合情合理。
And the whole people of Israelites also agreed。
所以在领袖那个的祝福底下
So under the blessings of the leaders
其中三个的族裔
Three tribes
就说我们会停留在这个约旦河以西这边
Actually settled on the west side of Jordan
这个就是上帝分配给我们那个的应得之地
And that will be the allotment that God gives our tribes
大家似乎在这样的当中没有任何的问题。
Nobody has any objection to this idea.
其他的族裔就这样来到去过了这个的约旦河。
And the other tribes just walk past the Jordan.
深信在他们的背后
Believing that left behind them.
有一班友善的
There are kind.
他们的朋友他们的同盟
They're kind people of the Israelites. They're same people.
喺度支撑住佢哋
would have their backs.
但系当佢哋过咗河之后，冇几耐，佢哋忽然间听到一个嘅消息。
But after these other tribes passed the Jordan, they heard something.
就系话呢一个几个嘅族裔喺嗰个嘅约旦河嘅西边起咗一座嘅坛。
That these few tribes on the other side of the Jordan built an altar.
以大块的石头起了一个很显眼的一个祭坛。
It's a very big, imposing altar.
在那下的里面，就在一班的以色列人的当中起了一个很大的警号。
And because of this, everybody was quite alarmed.
约旦河以西的这几族，究竟他们有什么的居心呢？
What is in the minds of these few tribes of people on the west bank of Jordan?
点解喺呢个嘅会幕搬咗去呢个嘅约旦河以东嘅时候，呢班以西嘅人，佢哋喺嗰度另外好似建立咗一个嘅祭坛
？Why is it that when the tabernacle is on the east side of the Jordan, that these few tribes actually built an altar on the other side of?
系咪佢哋准备另立炉灶咧？
Is it because they're trying to break away from us?
是不是他们在那个时候，他们想着他们另外来到去敬拜 一啲嘅假神呢？
Is it that they're planning to worship other gods and idols?
雖然佢哋見唔到佢哋建立偶像。
Even though they can't see them building any idols.
雖然佢哋聽唔到佢哋喺嗰個嘅地方做一啲特別嘅敬拜。
And they haven't yet heard that they are worshiping in any detestable ways.
但係對喺東邊嘅以色列嘅國族，呢一個係佢哋好關注嘅問題。
But to the other tribes on the east side, this is an alarming thing that they've heard.
呢班嘅人仲係咪與我哋同心同行嘅？
Because they wonder if these other tribes on the west side is still with them.
喺我哋喺呢個嘅曠野地，我哋經歷咗咁多嘅共同嘅經歷，而家會唔會因為一水之隔而再叫我哋嚟到去分開？
Even though they have experienced a lot of hardships and lessons in the wilderness, are these tribes now going to break away from us because of this separation of the one river?
如果他们另外敬拜假神的时候，是不是表示他们已经跟我们无关？
If they're now worshiping another god, is it that they are no longer part of us?
他们会不会在我们背后插我们一刀呢？
Are they going to attack us?
到时我们两边受敌的了，前面我们又未搞定，后面又随时可能来到去攻打我们。
Then they'll be in big trouble because on that one side, who used to be their friend, will now attack them, and in front of them, they also have other nations to still drive out.
咁点算好啊？
What are we going to do?
于是喺以东嘅所有嘅嗰啲嘅族裔，佢哋即时嚟到去停止咗。
So all these tribes on the east side of Jordan, they stopped everything they were doing.
停止咗佢哋嘅攻势，佢哋走翻去呢一个嘅西边。
They stopped attacking further, and they went back to the west side.
要搞清楚呢件事。
To find out what's happening.
因为呢件事系严重。
Because this is a very big thing, a dangerous thing.
喺《申命记》嘅十二章嘅里边，我哋睇见嘅就系摩西其实喺个律法嘅里边已经有咗个咁样嘅安排。
In Deuteronomy 12, we see that Moses has already set up a process.
一个咁样嘅程序
procedures to investigate these things.
就系话，如果佢哋听到有啲咁样嘅另立祭坛嘅事情
，that if the Israelites hear of people building altars, unauthorized altars,
佢哋一定要小心。
They have to be very careful.
小心嚟到去查问究竟发生系咩事
，and investigate what's going on.
或者好彩，摩西立咗一条咁样嘅规矩。
So it was a good thing that Moses had set up that procedure.
所以当呢啲嘅由呢个嘅九族嘅领袖去到呢一个嘅西边嘅时候，佢哋唔系即时嚟到去打仗。
So because of having this procedure, these nine tribes when they went over to the other three tribes, they didn't immediately go to war with them.
佢哋揾佢哋嘅祭司领袖。
They got their priests and their leaders.
因为他们看见的就是探讨这件事是一个的信心，是一个敬拜的问题。
They see that this matter under discussion is one about worship and one about their faith.
而不是政治军事的问题。
And it's not a political thing.
但是他们去到他们的当中的时候，他们那个的严词是非常之严。
But once they got there, they have expressed a very serious concern. Because they have already made that assumption.
就是这三族的人，他们已经犯罪。
That these three tribes have sinned.
他们已经准备了来到去敬拜其他假神。
That they are prepared to worship other gods.
所以他说他们去到他们中间的时候，第一句说的就是你错了。
So therefore, the first thing they said was, you're wrong.
你们今天要敬拜假神
了。You are worshipping false gods.
你们今天在这个地方犯罪，明天上帝就要在你们中间施行审判了。
Today you have sinned, tomorrow God will punish you.
无端白事来到去起一座这样的祭坛。
Oh, out of nowhere you built this altar?
你们有何居心？
What is on your minds?
你哋唔知道敬拜都有正确同埋错误嘅分别嘅咩？
Do you not know that there are the right way to worship and the unauthorized way to?
有时其实呢个系一个好嘅问题。
It is a good question that they posed.
佢哋想敬拜啫嘛。
They just want to worship.
佢哋有一个渴求，佢哋有一个需要，佢哋要敬拜。
All is it that they just long to worship?
而家你哋嗰九族抬咗个约柜走啊
！So you guys just
They took the tabernacle.
The tabernacle away.
Yeah, with them across the river.
And moved it across the river.
咁我点咧？我哋呢班
？Then what are we gonna do?
佢哋喺嗰边就围住嗰个嘅约柜。
So now you guys with the tabernacle and the sanctuary.
有上帝与佢同在嘅明证。
You have God with you. You have that proof.
咁我哋咧？
But what do we have the three tribes on the other side?
所以如果他们中间说我们都有同样的冲动同样的需要我们需要敬拜、啊、
So it seems reasonable that these three tribes also feel like they have that need of worship.
都不是那么好像说离谱的一件事
It's quite reasonable in fact.
但他们两边不是这样看
But the two sides see it differently.
冇错，敬拜嘅迫切嘅心系紧要。
While it is true that it is important to long to want to worship，
但系肉紧唔等同于真理。
But that doesn't mean you're grounded on truth。
肉紧唔等同于系正确。
That desire doesn't mean that you have it right。
我哋好想好想，唔等于嗰件事系啱。
Even if we really, really desire want something, it doesn't mean it's right。
上帝一路要在以色列人的当中明证的一件事就是敬拜有对与错。
So through all these time, God is trying to instill in the Israelites that there is the right way to worship and there is the unauthorized way.
敬拜的对象有真有假。
Who you're worshiping is there is either the right one or the wrong one.
就算那些的师傅都有真有假。
Even teachers have true ones or false ones.
因为在旷野地的当中，以色列人已经有那个这样的经历。
Because in the wilderness, the Israelites had already learned that lesson.
当摩西来到去步上一个的何烈山，在那里来到去面见上帝。
When Moses went up to Mount Sinai to see God.
在那里领受上帝的说话，领受上帝的诫命。
When he received the words from God and the commandments from God.
但是在那下的蒙糊的当中,
in that time of confusion,
在他们见不到上帝, 在他们见不到摩西的时候,
when the Israelites can't directly see God nor Moses,
那假师傅就做功夫了,
the false teachers then went their way.
摩西上了去那么久了, 影都没了, 死了了, 可能。
They try to influence the Israelites to say that, you know, Moses is dead.
上帝在那里只是打雷，关我们什么事呢？又不带领我们动。
God is just there and thundering and we're just not moving here, not progressing.
我们不知道下一步怎么做。
We don't know what to do as our next step.
但是我们要做些事嘛。
But we must do something, right?
有动作才对嘛。
We have to take some actions, right?
如果啲沙尘好平静，要扫起佢，扫晒起啲沙尘，咁先系做嘢噶嘛。
We're gonna have to create some noise and dust around here。
所以佢哋做咗一个嘅举动。
So they did do something。
佢哋将上帝嘅祝福。
They took what's God's blessing。
上帝喺佢哋离开埃及地嘅时候，容许佢哋将埃及地嘅黄金带走。
When they left Egypt, God let them take the gold out of Egypt with them.
其实一路都有时想问嘅就系点解上帝会俾呢啲金佢哋咧
？Sometimes we ask, why does God give them gold?
喺旷野地里边，金冇乜用噶。
What's the use of gold in the wilderness?
上帝俾呢啲金佢哋，系让佢哋喺嚟紧嘅日子嘅里边。
So the reason that God gave them gold is because in the future,
有朝一日佢哋要献整呢个嘅帐啊呢个嘅会幕，有朝一日佢哋要起呢个圣殿嘅时候，佢哋有翻一定嗰个嘅金。
There would be a time where they need the gold to build the tabernacle.
上帝俾呢一个嘅储备容许佢哋啊。
And God gives them this gold to
容许佢哋为将来嗰个嘅敬拜事工嚟到去做准备。
To let them use it for future worships.
但是以色列人在当时那一刻里面，他们就拿了这些黄金来去做这个金牛座。
But at that time, the Israelites took those gold and forged a golden calf.
来到去用制造呢一只嘅偶像出嚟。
To use it and build an idol.
佢哋敬拜。
They worship.
佢哋满心欢喜，载歌载舞地嚟到去敬拜呢只金牛座。
They praise and worship joyfully.
佢哋好投入呢个嘅敬拜。
They were very much into that worship.
但系过程嘅里边。
But in that process,
上帝同摩西讲，你要落去处理呢件事，处理呢班人。
God said to Moses, "You've got to take care of these people."
当摩西落到去嘅时候
，So when Moses went down from Mount Sinai,
佢就要审判惩罚当中离弃神嘅人。
The Israelites who left God were punished.
嗰个个过程都紧要。
It also was an important procedure.
因为从中间带出了真正跟随上帝的人和那些跟随这些他们私欲的人的分别。
Because in this process, the people who truly worship God and those who don't are separated.
但是今天又来过。
So today, is this happening again?
那件事已经对他们来讲了上一代的事了。
What happened at that time was the last generation already.
但今日我哋而家嚟到呢个应许之地咯。
So now that we're already in the promised land,
我哋有一个新嘅一个嘅景象咯。
We have a new beginning.
喺呢个嘅时候又嚟到去搞单咁嘅嘢。
Are we doing this again?
所以当时呢个嘅大祭司同呢个嘅祭司啦，同埋嗰啲嘅领袖非常非常之紧张。
So that's why the leaders and the priests at that time was extremely concerned.
他说你们知明不明白到如果你们这三族那个的差词会影响了整个以色列人的命运。
They said to the three tribes, do you understand that if you guys sin, it's going to affect the whole Israelite community?
你们今天在这个地方犯罪，明天就带来上帝的审判。
Today you sin, the wrath of God will arrive tomorrow.
我们现在准备，我们随时可以因为这样而开战。
And because of this, we could have a war against you.
但在那个时候，这三个的族就作出了一个很美丽的见证。
So, luckily, this time, the three tribes actually had a very beautiful witness testimony to share.
他说，事情不是好像你们想的。
They said it's not like what you think.
你哋呢个嘅谂法可能合理，但系真相唔系咁样样。
While they understand why the other tribes think that way, that is not the truth.
有时我哋假设别人嗰个嘅心肠，嗰个嘅居心。
Oftentimes we make assumptions about people's intentions.
但系原来有时嗰个嘅谂法可能系完全唔正确。
And sometimes these assumptions are just completely wrong.
无可否认，那三族那个的想法，如果他不作一个详细的解释，确实是叫人家很难明白。
So obviously these three tribes have to give a very detailed explanation, or else it's just hard to understand what they're doing.
但他们那个的解释合不合理？
But is their explanation reasonable?
他说，我们在这里建筑这一座的祭坛。
They said, today we build this altar.
但是我们不是想着离开这个的以色列人那个的十二族，或者这个的应许之地那个的国家。
But our intention is not to be separated from the tribes of Israelites.
我们不是要另起炉烛。
We're not building our own nation.
反而我们是因为想跟你们在一起啊。
And actually, to the complete opposite, it's because we want to make sure we're with you. 我哋
想说明我哋中间个关系。
We want to be reminded of the relationship with you.
系一个不能分割嘅关系。
That is an inseparable relationship.
而家喺我哋面前有一条嘅约旦河。
So between us, there is the River Jordan.
我哋大家都可能听过约旦河其实唔系好阔嘅。
We've probably heard that the River Jordan isn't very big.
在干旱的季节，你可以有一些地方你可以一脚揽过去。
In fact, in the drier seasons, you can just cross it with one step.
但是有时一水之隔，一步之差，就可以成为了一个的差别。
But sometimes just the mere separation by one step or one little river can make a difference.
今日喺我哋呢一个咁分化嘅一个嘅世代嘅里边。
Today in our society that is so separated.
有时如果我哋要睇嗰个嘅差别嘅时候。
If we focus on our distinctions,
我们看见的就是一个的破碎的世代。
What we see is a very divided community.
我们永远强调的就是大家那个的不同，大家那个的特性，大家那个的分别。
We always emphasize our differences, our different characteristics.
见到面的时候，
and when we see each other,
你是约翰河的东正西的。
The first thing they might ask is, are you from the east or from the west side?
點解大家聽落講説話有少少唔同音嘅
？Why is it that our even it sounds like we have different dialects？
點解你哋要實體崇拜，我哋要上網崇拜啊
？Why is it that some of you worship in person, some are online？
點解我哋中間有啲人完咗崇拜要去食中餐，有啲要去食西餐？
Sometimes after worship, you go eat Western food, I go eat Chinese food.
如果我们要强调大家的分别的时候，我们永远都要找到理由。
If we want to emphasize our differences, we can always find one.
我们可以在教会里面分开很多的派系。
We can separate ourselves into many different denominations.
打胎派和不打胎派。
People who wear ties or not.
打针派和不打针派。
People who take the vaccine or not.
我们可以这样来去用很多的理由来去分别大家。
We have numerous reasons to separate ourselves.
而当时原来这个三族所想的就是说，万一有朝一日，因着这一水之隔，而大家成为了一个大家分别的理由。
And actually, what's on the minds of the three tribes is, what if one day this river becomes a reason of our separation?
有日我哋参与崇拜嘅时候，你哋喺嗰个嘅东边嘅十嘅嗰个九族话唔关你哋事。
And one day, if we want to join worship, the nine tribes on the east side said, "Well, you have no share in this."
我哋唔准你过嚟，你同我哋无份嘅。
And you don't let us come because we're not part of you.
原来他们是建立一个祭坛，他们的目的不是分化。
So the reason for them building this altar is not to be separated.
而是要强调我们本来是同为一体。
Is in fact to remind them that they are together as one.
我们彼此都是敬拜同一位的上帝。
And we worship the same God.
在我们中间，无论那个的会幕去到哪一度，
No matter where the tabernacle is,
无论上帝带我们去到哪一度来去敬拜，
No matter where God leads us to worship Him,
我们的敬拜的心不改变，
Our heart of worship does not change.
而他们那个做法就是说，我们在这个地方建立起一个的祭坛。
So their way of doing that is to build a altar replica.
说明这个的祭坛我们不会在上高献祭。
And they made it clear that they won't make offerings.
燔祭、平安祭、赎罪祭，一切喺嗰个嘅起火嘅事情，我哋唔会喺呢个祭坛里边做。
Burnt offerings or any other offerings, they will not do on this altar.
咁起嚟做乜啫
？Then why do you bother?
攞一扎石头堆埋一齐都系功夫嚟噶嘛
？It is quite a lot of work, even though it's just a pile of useless stones.
但系佢哋要讲嘅就系话，我哋唔会用佢嚟到去敬拜。
Because they want to make clear that they won't use it for worship.
但是这个要成为我们一个的敬拜 的证明。
But it will be a witness for their worship.
我们要敬拜耶和华。
That they want to worship Christ Jesus.
没有东西能够阻止我们来到去敬拜耶和华。
And nothing shall stop us from worshiping him.
一水之隔不能够成为了我们那个的障碍。
This river of Jordan cannot be our reason of separation.
有朝一日，因为我们住在不同的地方，而觉得有个彼此有个距离的时候，这个都不会成为一个障碍。
Even if one day we live farther apart, nothing can be an obstacle.
因为每一次你说我们不是敬拜神的时候，我们就讲给你听，你看，我们是。
Because each time if you challenge us to say we're not part of you, we can point to the altar to say, no, we are. In this divided society, we often fall into the trap that to emphasize our differences. It is good that we are different, we're unique. But if we overemphasize that, all we see is the differences, the separation. But not the unity. So these leaders of Israelites went over there to demand an answer.
到頭來最後的說話，其實佢哋就話：咁你哋究竟想做乜？
Really, they want to know is what are you trying to do?
最少佢哋雖然心裏邊可能已經有咗一個嘅意見，但係佢哋都俾機會對方嚟到去解釋。
Even though they already made an assumption of the bad, they still gave them an opportunity to explain.
而當佢哋聽到個解釋嘅時候，
and when they hear that explanation,
佢哋大家都睇見原來呢件係美事嘅。
They were actually quite pleased.
原來有得傾喎，有啲嘢。
Actually, it's things are up for discussion.
當佢哋睇見大家同樣有一個嘅敬拜嘅熱誠，
when they realize their heart of worship,
而同樣地睇見敬拜嘅對象係又真又活嘅神，
and that they worship the same God, same living God.
佢哋睇見嗰個嘅好處，嗰個嘅美麗。
So they see the benefits and the beauty in this.
佢哋亦都睇見呢個喺西岸三族嗰個嘅智慧。
And they understand that foresight of the three tribes.
佢哋喺事情未發生之前，佢哋先做一個嘅處理。
Before that risk even happens, they already thought of something to prevent it.
他们要建立起一个的记忆，一个共同的记忆。
They want to build up a common memory.
一个共同的明白，共同的意识。
A common understanding.
我们现在要建一座坛。
And they decided to build an altar.
这座坛就是我们中间的见证。
And this altar is the witness before us.
那个见证就说上帝在我们的当中。
This is the witness that God is in within us.
今天我们看见很多那个分化，讲了很多次。
So today we see a lot of divisions as repeatedly said.
教会和教会中间。
Between churches.
甚至教会的里面。
Within churches.
有很多不同的意见。 很多不同的取向,
a lot of different opinions or takes.
我们对这些事情怎么处理?
How do we manage these things?
到头来我们要问的问题是什么?
What is the question that we should ask ourselves?
这些是大家不同的表示?
Is it just a different expression?
只是离经背道的事?
Or is it something that touched the truth?
是不是在自由的底下我们就可以任意妄为呢?
Is it that under the banner of freedom we can do anything we want?
是不是在常规的当中我们就不能够容许任何的创意呢?
Is it under the regular routine we just don't allow any creativity?
其实在教会的面前我们要面对着很多这些这样的问题。
So within a church we have to face a lot of similar problems like this.
好像刚才Alan讲, 我们要分辨。
We have to discern, like Alan said.
分辨的眼光是哪里来的?
Where do we get this discernment?
这些以色列人,他们就是建立一座的坛。
So these Israelites have chosen to build an altar.
今天我们十二族在这个坛的面前,我们同样有着一个的记忆。
So the 12 tribes will have a common memory from today.
这个就是我们的身份。
This is our identity.
我们是敬拜耶和华的人。
We worship God.
耶稣基督在他离开的时候，
When Jesus left,
他都同样地在门徒中间， 来为他们设立一个这样的见证。
He also set up that type, what the same type of witness.
未必是一个见证一坛。
It's not an altar.
但是同样地是一个献上在面上帝面前的一个的祭的一个的表明。
It's the same offering to lift up.
耶稣基督说，我擘烂的身体，我流出的宝血，就要成为我们中间的共同记忆。
He said that his broken body, his broken flesh, and his blood becomes our common memory.
只要我们聚在一起的时候，我们大家记得的就是我们敬拜的，我们相信的，我们依靠的，就是来这位为我们擘烂身体流出宝血的救赎主。
Whenever we get together, our common memory is that we believe in this Jesus Christ who sacrificed himself for us on the cross.
我们之所以聚在一起，就是因为我们要将我们破碎的生命放在上帝的面前。
The reason that we gather together is so that we can bring our broken selves in front of God.
藉着耶稣基督的撕裂同埋佢嘅复活同埋嗰个嘅完整，赐俾我哋一个嘅新生。
So that through Jesus' sacrifice and resurrection, we can have a new life.
一个新嘅盼望。
We can have a new hope.
每一次我哋嚟到去圣餐台前嘅时候
，Every time when we're in front of the communion，
我哋分享嘅就系呢一个见证。
This is what we share。
今日我哋能够中英文堂喺埋一齐，一同嚟到去享受呢一个嘅圣餐。
Today both congregations can be together to enjoy the communion。
就系因为我哋喺呢一个嘅地方同作见证。
Is because we are together in this place to make the same testimony。
同作见证的就是说，虽然我们中间确实是有些不同的地方的，
That even though we are, we share, we have some differences,
但我们有同一位的主，同一位的神。
But we share the same God, same Jesus Christ.
这个 是我们生命的里面，我们能不能够找住这个的真理？
Is this something that we can grab hold tightly to?
我们能不能够因为这样而带来一个上帝要设立的复活？
Can we use this to reconcile any differences we have?
不是我们中间的问题，是我们和上帝的复活。
It's not just between people and people, but between us and God.
有了我们和上帝的复活，
And when we can reconcile with God,
我们再向四围来去望同在主里面的人的时候，
And once we have that, we look upon us, all the brothers and sisters.
我们求主就因为这样给我们一个不同的眼光。
We ask God to give us a different mindset.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，让我们来到。